All right, so Giddens has told me we're going to do something new right here for a change. It's not a game, but we're going to go around the table, and what are we doing?
This segment brought to you by Monster Energy.
We can't give them any free advertisement. I don't drink that crap.
Well, it's not free, but the Big 12 has given them that advertisement. You heard about the news that the Big 12 I wonder why baseball didn't get the treatment. Big 12 football and Big 12 basketball are now officially the Monster Energy Big 12 football and Big 12 basketball.
It's coming. We started with arenas and fields, now it's going to conferences.
What do you want the SEC to be?
Yellowwood.
I think Buckeyes. The Bucky Southeastern Conference.
Bucky the Beaver would be good.
Yeah.
That really would. That's a good one. I don't know. I would. Are you asking me what I want it to be or what I think it would be?
Both. You can your heart and your brain.
What I think it would be State Farm. They're all over SEC, the Southeast. Yeah. I mean, they're the biggest name in insurance.
Chick-fil-A, maybe.
Maybe. What I would want it to be?
Yeah.
The Hooters Southeastern Conference.
Yeah, there you go.
Affleck.
Yeah.
You have Nick Saban as your spokesperson.
Seriously, I tell you what, let's do. You brought a great point here. How about less people getting on, our audience, get on the Radio Alabama Facebook page for Kicks 100.3 and tell me what sponsor you think should be at the head of this Southeastern Conference.
Hey, we got some money. What if it's the Radio Alabama Southeastern Conference?
We don't have that much money. We can't even buy lunch. Come on. All right. So what are we doing here? We need to get home.
So this was Bauman's idea. We're going to go with your opinion of the best player in college football history to wear specific numbers. We're going to start.
Ooh.
We'll do this periodically. This week, we're going to do 1 through 10. And if you need some help on a number, something doesn't immediately pop to your mind, we can try to look it up.
That'll be every one of them.
But we'll start with number one. The best player in your opinion never wear the number one jersey.
You all go first on this because it's going to kind of give me a chance. Because y'all had a chance to research this.
So I'm just looking at a general list, and there's really a couple names that pop out to me for number one. But I'm going to go with Larry Fitzgerald for Pittsburgh as my number
one.
Best player to wear number one, at least in my opinion, based on the players I've seen, because there's probably going to be some that go way back that I never saw. I never got to
witness. Go ahead. Your selection for number one?
I would say Larry Fitzgerald, too. I didn't get to watch him, per se, at Pittsburgh when he was there, but seeing him in the NFL and hearing stories about him at Pitt, most consistent player at receiver we've ever seen, really. You can also talk about Percy Harvin at Florida, how explosive he was. Tavon Austin at West Virginia. Jamar Chase at LSU. I just don't think Jamar Chase, even though he won the awards and set all these type of records, he was playing with one of the best quarterbacks we've ever seen in recent memory, as well as had Justin Jefferson with him.
A couple other good ones are Kyler Murray for Oklahoma.
Nah.
And
I don't know that.
And Rocket Ishmael for Notre Dame.
That's the one that came to my mind. I'm telling you, you guys never seen him play. When I tell you, your fast is not. That's an understatement.
He got his nickname for a reason.
Yeah, I mean, I was thinking, can either one of you look up what number Tommy Frazier wore at Nebraska?
Number two.
That's what I thought, and he's not going to get the nod from me for number two. But I'm going to go Rocket Ishmael for my selection from Notre Dame. All right. I've got three at number two. I'm going to let you all go, and I'm going to mention three. Can I mention mine first?
So you're doing number two?
Yeah.
Can we do that?
Yeah, I mean, number two is stacked.
Number two, I'm going Cam Newton.
Yeah.
I mean, the best overall season anybody's ever had. Here's another name. How about Charles Woodson?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then I would think also – I had another one on
Johnny Manziel.
Well, I was thinking Tommy Frazier. Now, you guys never got to see that running that quarterback at Nebraska was in. Who did you say?
Johnny Manziel.
Yeah. I mean, come on, he's a Heisman winner. All right, Giddens, who are you throwing out there at number two behind Cam?
I'll let Alex go. See. I'm pretty sure I know who he's gonna say.
I can't pick Cam Newton because he played at Auburn. I would say Derrick.
Why? I may pick an Alabama one.
I would say Derrick Henry. The dominance. You couldn't stop him.
No, I mean, we couldn't either. Y'all give it to him 44 times.
Y'all made the field wet, and he still ran for like 200 yards against y'all.
What do you mean we made the field wet?
Y'all soaked the field before the Iron Bowl.
No, come on, man. We had to run in it, too.
But if we're going to go all time, I never got to see him play. Charles Woodson had to be the pick.
I'm going to tell you somebody else. I believe he wore this number. Maybe one of you guys look it up for me. And I think he won a Heisman quarterback for Ohio State. How about Art Schleister? Y'all don't remember that name, but he was a good one.
Much obscure name.
I think he wore number two, if I'm not mistaken.
You know who I'm going to pick.
Yeah,
Cam. Obviously, but I mean, there's some really good
names. There are. Charles Woodson has to be on that list.
Deion Sanders?
No.
What do you mean no?
No.
How are you going to say no?
Move on.
Deion Sanders is an elite, elite college football player.
No, he was not. He was an elite professional player, and he was an elite athlete, but he was not the best college football player.
No, I mean, I'm just saying he's part of the number two club.
He'd be the last one in my number two
club. You got Johnny Manziel.
Yeah.
Jalen Hurts.
Not a bad selection there. That's a guy that's won a championship in both leagues.
And here's a guy that amazingly falls under the radar when it comes to this list, but is still very, very good as a college football player, Adrian Peterson.
Man, how could you forget him? Wow.
Yeah, that's number two stacked.
Yeah, it is. All right, go to number three.
Number three is a little bit tougher.
Y'all have to give me some names, but I got one.
Okay, I think I know my number three. You want me to go first?
Yeah. Y'all keep running.
I'll go Andre Ware for Houston.
Okay. Babin?
I would say Carson Palmer for USC.
Yeah, y'all are going to laugh at me. Longest kicker in the NFL, baby, Al Del Greco. Sorry. Hey, but I will say this. He was automatic at Auburn.
Some other ones we didn't talk about were...
He wouldn't be the all-time... I kid about that, but he did wear number three.
You want some other ones, David?
Yeah, give me
Keyshawn Johnson at USC.
Yeah.
Joe Montana at Notre Dame.
How could you not? I mean, come on.
Todd Gurley at Georgia.
Joe Montana changed numbers, you know, from that pros. So I couldn't remember what number he wore at Notre Dame. Wow. Okay. All right. Let's keep moving along. Number four. Because we're going to go 1 through 10. We got to scoop boogie. All right.
I think based on what I'm looking at, number four is also solid, but I feel like there's a clear top two.
Okay.
And because I'm biased and I'm not going to say his name, I'm going to go Desmond Howard as my number
four. No doubt about it.
Because there's only one other person I'd put in the competition with him, but I want to pick him.
Deshaun Watson, is that hearsay?
No.
No. I know who you're talking about. He played at Alabama, didn't he?
No.
Oh, he didn't?
Who? No. Played at Georgia.
Oh, yeah, who is that?
Herschel didn't wear four.
No.
Wear 34.
34?
Yeah. Yeah, 34. Did you think it was four?
My list may not be as good as your list. Okay.
He also had Deshaun Watson on there.
Yeah, that's one of the ones I was thinking about. Yeah, and I was also thinking,
Dalvin Cook as well at Florida State.
Did Hines Ward wear that number? That would be a good one.
No, he wore 19.
I would go, what was the first one you said?
Deshaun Watson.
Or the first one getting said.
Desmond Howard?
Yeah, I gotta go Des.
I would say Deshaun Watson, even though I despise what he did at Clemson because he beat Alabama.
Yeah.
I would still think Deshaun Watson. He was unstoppable.
He's good. All right, number five. Who's up? Giddens, go. We gotta go with this.
Oh, man, I'm gonna go Reggie Bush.
You can't really go against it. I don't know. I'd have to think about that one.
Got Reggie Bush, LaDainian Tomlinson at TCU.
That's the one that I was thinking about.
Pat White at West Virginia, his crazy run. Christian McCaffrey at Stanford. He carried that team on his back.
True, he did, but I got to go LaDainian Tomlinson.
And Darren McFadden at Arkansas.
I was going to say that would be my second choice. All right, go to number six, Giddens.
I was going to say LaDainian with you, David.
Yeah, okay, I'm sorry. I thought.
Okay, number six. Number six.
This is easy. Easy, David. Easy. You want me to go ahead and give it to you, Giddens?
Who are you going to say?
Devonta Smith. Easy.
Yeah, I thought you might say that. So I'm going to say Baker Mayfield.
I'm saying Lionel Little Train James.
You got to think Devonta Smith had one of the best, if not the best, career receiver had outside of Randy Moss in college.
It was good, but Baker Mayfield walked on and then won the Heisman.
Devonta Smith, in his freshman season, caught the walk-off touchdown in the national championship, won the Heisman. I mean,
and you can say Tua, too. Say he's...
Well, you know, I'm sure there's some more number sixes that I'm not thinking about. There's one that wore it for Notre Dame that was very, very good, and I'm trying to think of who his name, and I can't think of it right now. All right, going to seven. You know where I'm going there? Do I need to go first? Pat Sullivan.
Yeah, that's a pretty good one.
You can go through all the LSU players. Patrick Peterson, that's the Honey Badger, Tyrann Matthew.
Yep.
Michael Vick.
That's my pick. Yeah, that's my pick. Michael Vick's my pick.
Michael Vick would be a good one. Yeah, but what about you, Bauman? Who's your pick for seven?
I never saw Michael Vick in his heyday at Virginia Tech. I would say Michael Vick, but if I'm going off people I watched in my time, the Honey Badger, he was good.
All right. Number eight, Giddens. Who's going for you for number eight?
Lamar Jackson.
Lamar Jackson would probably be tied for second on mine. I'm going to go Julio Jones or, there's a name for you. How about Troy Aikman from UCLA? Not a bad pick for wearing that number eight.
I'm going.
Hey, what number did Calvin Johnson wear at Georgia Tech? Was it eight?
Let's see, Calvin Johnson at Georgia Tech.
Yeah. He may have been two. I can't remember.
21. He was 21. A weird number.
All right. All right, Giddens, who's your number eight? You said Lamar. Who's your number eight, Bauman?
Julio.
I say Julio and Troy Aikman. All right, Bauman. Giddens, number nine.
Was Joe Burrow number nine at LSU?
I think he was.
Yes, he was.
Give me Joe Burrow.
Nine's a tough one for me. Give me some of the list, Bauman.
Drew Brees at Purdue.
Yeah. What number did Brett Favre wear?
I think he wore four.
That's what I thought. He's going to be my new four. He beat Alabama and Auburn in college. All right. Here we go. Come on now.
I'm trying to find a good next number.
So we're all kind of in agreement on Joe Burrow.
I'm good with Joe Burrow for nine.
I think like the first one we're all in agreement on.
All right, 10.
RG3.
I'm saying, what was his name that won the national championship at Texas?
Vince Young,
that's a good one. Yeah.
Cordell Stewart at Colorado.
Not bad.
I'm
Takeo Spikes.
I want to go Vince Young, too, I think. I think Vince Young.
Now you're going to laugh about this, Giddens, but there was a running back at Auburn that wore that number that had a very good career at Auburn and even had a longer NFL career, and that was James Joseph. Wore number 10 at Auburn, called him Bo Pete. He was more of a fullback for us and played fullback in the NFL for like 15, 16 years. All right.
How about Mac Jones for number 10?
No. Absolutely
It would be
not.
Vince Young, though.
Vince Young was the first one that came to my mind with that. And I got to think, what school did we not pick one from?
Did we have him from Ohio
Probably
State?
Plenty.
Ohio State, we didn't pick one from, I don't think.
We didn't pick one from Tennessee.
We didn't pick one from BYU.
We shouldn't.
What do you mean?
Hey, wait a minute.
Steve Young.
Yeah.
No, well, Steve Young, I think he was eight, but also Jim McMahon.
Yeah. BYU's had some players.
What numbers were they? I think Steve Young was eight because he wore it in the pros. He might go over Julio.
We need an official researcher sitting with us for this segment.
Absolutely, we do.
We got some interns around here.
We haven't even thought about anybody from Oklahoma who's had a lot.
Jim McMahon was nine.
Okay, there's my nine.
We didn't even say Jackson Arnold.
We shouldn't have said.
What number was Sean White?
I don't remember. Don't want to remember.
Kyle Frazier.
Jeremy Johnson.
Oh, man. You know,
Neil Caudle.
What number was LaMarcus Russell?
Jamarcus Russell? I think he was two.
Jamarcus.
He was good in LSU.
Yeah,
he was really good at LSU.
Then he didn't study tape in the NFL and
he lied and said he did. They gave him blank tapes and he said, yeah, coach, I watched all of this.
I know numbers that are coming, though, that I'm definitely choosing one. Have you thought about this in the next set? Who is the first one that comes out of your mind?
I need to do more research before we do the next one.
Okay, but I know, but just one. Who pops up into your mind? I got two of them right off the bat.
At 11? The teens?
No.
From 11 through 20.
15, Tim Tebow.
I can tell you right now, 16 is going to be Peyton Manning.
15 and 16, Tim Tebow and Peyton Manning.
20, there is no doubt in my mind, best player that ever wore 20 anywhere was Barry Sanders.
Probably, yeah.
I mean, no doubt about it.